Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats know their fate. They see the writing on the wall. And they also know that they caused this impending disaster. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Let me tell you something. The Democrats have nothing but fear in their hearts. And the only thing that prevents them from going to a complete meltdown is they know that they're willing to cheat. They're willing to do whatever it takes at all costs. You take away their ability to cheat, and I could guarantee you, we would be three-quarters of the House. I'm talking about conservative Republicans would be three-quarters of the House and three-quarters of the Senate. No question about it. 844-551-8255 if you want to get a hold of us by phone, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. You look at the news, you look at the trend lines, you look at anything you want. And I can promise you, the overwhelming people in America think like we do. They are sick and tired of these gas prices. I've had people that we would never have a conversation about gasoline having a. In fact, I talked to a friend of mine. His name is JC. He says, Kev, he goes, what do you think about these gas prices here? We were in Prescott. And I went, holy crap, man, 60 cents a gallon less than they were in Phoenix. He goes, dude, I'm filling up. I said, let me tell you something. I didn't know that it was going to be 60 cents less, but I limped into Prescott for this event. When I got there, I was like, ooh, baby, I'm filling up. So I fill up. I got 3/4 of a tank of 60 cents less gasoline right now sitting in the car. And I feel like I won the lotto. This is what's going. People are thinking about things that I would have never dreamed. I remember when my grandparents would run across town to save 1 or 2 pennies per gallon on gasoline. And here I am thinking about driving to Prescott. Unbelievable what's on our minds now. There's a graphic. I don't know if you guys have seen this. And I'm not going to verify that it's necessarily true because, you know, people send stuff. But this is supposedly Bidenflation in the last year. Gas, 44%. Up 44%. Everything higher. These are pluses. Airline tickets, up 33%. By the way, it is a shocker when you go to fly. I had no idea. Used cars, 23%. Hotels, 23%. Suits, 22%. Bacon, 18%. Oranges, 17%. Tires, 16%. Furniture, 15%. Milk, 15%. Coffee, 14%. Deliveries, 14%. Bread, 14%. Baby food, 13%. On down the line. The lowest thing on there is eggs at plus 10%. And again, you say it for yourself, but I'll put it to you this way. There is nothing out of whack with what I've been doing. When I booked my first flight under Joe Biden, after his inflation started to rise, I remember saying, what the? Scooby-Doo. And Melissa goes, that's what they are. You know, it's price of gas. And by the way, this was months ago. Booked the flight. Had to go to California and meet with some potential investors and hobnob a bit. And I'm telling you, I'm blown away at the prices of things that it used to be, oh, I'll do a quick trip. It only costs us, you know, $200-$300. Get out of here. You know what I did this trip? I'll tell you what I did. One of my buddies, he says, hey, you're going to be going to this event in L.A.? He goes, I'm going to invite you to it. I said, yeah, I'd love to go. I've been dying to meet some of these folks. So he goes, yeah, let's go. We'll piggyback. And I said, okay, well, I'll fly in. And then I thought about it. I went, what flight are you taking? And he gives me his flight. I go, what if I fly with you? He goes, okay, so we fly together. He goes, well, yeah, it makes sense. I've already rented a car. Okay, cool. So then he says, well, you know, I'm renting a hotel. I'm going to be staying at the blah, blah, blah. I go, dude, what, they happen to have suites? Why'd I say that? Because if he upgrades to a suite, I can piggyback. He goes, yeah, I'll get a suite. You can come stay with me. Excelente. Now I'm working, my boy. You know, we're good friends. But I'm just saying, you're looking for what, not to mention, look, I'm the type of guy, I'm not going to rent another car or get another room if I don't have to, whatever. But what I'm getting at is you now have to start thinking in that way. And you didn't before. You're like, oh, well, it's pretty cheap. I'll just dart in, dart out. You know, I'll catch an Uber, meet you over there. Let me tell you, I am attached to the, we are like Siamese twins. I'm so attached to this dude. I'm like, wherever you go, I'll go. You know, because I don't want an Uber. I got to pay those extra fees and stuff. No siree. So anyway, those are just some of the things that people are feeling. And folks, here's the thing. We are middle class. Lower middle class. I mean, I'm sure there's some upper middle class, and I know there's some rich folks out there. I know you're out there. Don't make me shake you upside down to get to that money. Speaking of rich people that like what I do, join the Backstage Club. I know we had issues with the login. I don't know why. This is the strangest thing. We normally go on PayPal or whatever we use, and you just donate, and it's no big deal. This one we've had nothing but problems with, and I swear, I think they target us. I honestly do. Where else can you just, I mean, we do transactions on the internet all day long, every day. Anytime you want to buy something leftist from Amazon, it's the easiest thing in the world to do. You want to do something on a conservative site, it's like pulling teeth. You sure you want to donate to Kevin? Are you really sure? I mean, it's like 15 buttons you got to punch out. I don't know, you know, we'll get back with you. Yeah, so anyway, we're getting it fixed. But if you get a chance, join Backstage Club. We'll give you access to a lot of the cool things we're doing. Like the other day, I was doing some pretty interesting stuff. You know, and I'll let you know what's going on. I emceed an event. It was a lot of fun. People were, man, you're really good at this. I know I'm good at it. That's what I get paid to do. Not bragging or anything, but it is. So I get paid to do. So the Democrats know that disaster's pending, and they're scared, and I don't blame them. They should be scared. These are people who've created this ecosystem of failure, and it's scary to them because they know the guy that they put in charge, the guy who is the Pied Piper for their party, who represents them, is too old, too demented to do anything. And here's the biggest problem is I don't think Joe Biden knows how to pivot. Even when they tell him do this or do that, the guy's walking into the curtains. Do you see, again, I go back to this when Obama was in the White House and he's looking around and, you know, and everybody's making a big deal about Obama, and Joe Biden was literally about to walk into the curtains. Or what about when he shook hands with nobody, with thin air, twice, one direction and another direction? But, you know, you're not fooling me. Short break, folks. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
January 6th for the Democrats has been a huge backfire. They don't want to admit it, but it is. It's a huge backfire. They were trying to say that some congressman did. I don't follow it. But the little tidbits that I get, I'm telling you, it's a huge backfire. Liz Cheney. Any Republican who was on the committee who led the charge and January 6th is okay is in dire straits. The Democrats who supported it all across the nation are in dire straits. A lot of it's generated because Trump has gone after them. But however you look at it, these people are suffering. The so-called commission is suffering because people have been now are able to recognize the blatant lies of the Democrats. And I've asked on this program many times, and I ask you this, not just as it relates to, you know, being a Democrat or Republican, but this is a question you should be asking yourself about in life, particularly when you're dogmatic about something, is what if you're wrong? For example, let's take a relationship, for example. You're at odds with your significant other, as we tend to get from time to time. And you may think you're right. I'm right on principle. Or, you know, and your spouse may think, oh, I'm right on principle. Well, just if you stop for 1 second, and I mean, I'm not trying to give you, I ain't playing Dr. Phil here. But what I'm saying is, if you stop for 1 second and say, what if I'm wrong? What if the way I'm perceiving this thing is wrong? And both people look at it that way. What if I give the other person the benefit of that? What if I listen to their side of the argument for just a second? Just weigh the evidence. See, typically, as conservatives, this is why we do better in relationships. I'm not telling you we don't get divorced, we don't have problems. We do. But typically we do better because we are willing to listen. I'm not telling you you're always a great listener. I'm not. I'll admit it. I'll be my hands up. No. I want to get my words in. I'm already thinking ahead. I break all the rules. Dr. Phil, well, Kevin, you don't understand. That's not helping you get to what you want to do. I get it, Dr. Phil. What are you doing on my radio show? Get out of here. So the point is, I don't always do the right thing. But I do. I am willing to listen. And I am willing to correct. And I get better and better and better. And I don't know, by the time I'm 130, I will probably be a good person to live with. Anyway, I digress. So, you got to, if you're understanding that maybe you're wrong, at least you leave a glimmer to listen to. Now, typically, Democrats stay in their little gang, and so they are not willing to listen to you. Well, I'm going to ask the Democrats this, and I'm going to say to you, conservatives who listen to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and call me from time to time at 844-551-8255. What if the Democrats are wrong? They are. What if they're wrong about January 6th? Guarantee you they are. What if they're wrong about Russian collusion? It's been proven they were wrong. What if they were wrong about impeaching Donald Trump over Ukraine? They knew it was wrong. Here's the difference with the Democrats. They know they're wrong. They know they're lying. And the rest of the game is, can we convince everybody else? And if they can do that, then they stay in office. And as I said in the first segment, would you want to be them right now? Tell me you would want to be a Democrat anywhere in this country with Joe Biden inflation, gas prices where they are. Joe Biden's blaming oil executives, begging these guys, please go out and get back to where Trump was. Please. You know what they should just say? Can we? Will you please take us back to where we were under, here are the magic words, President Trump? But they don't have the guts. It takes guts to admit you're wrong. That's why I keep asking, do you want to admit you're wrong, or do you want to go down the right path? Because if you have to admit you're wrong, it's a horrible feeling. And when you throw politics in it, it's even worse, because the politics don't allow you to just say, you know what, that other guy had it right. If Joe Biden had a pair and they weren't in Dr. Jill's purse, he would come out and say, you know what, guys, we have to course correct. I screwed up. I do believe we should have a green energy policy that makes sense, but this is not it. Right now, we need to revert back to the Trump policy. I'm sorry for taking the nation down this wrong path. Do you think you would get anything like that out of a Democrat? Do you think, despite the Russian collusion, has anybody from the Democratic Party said, you know what, President Trump, we apologize to you? Hillary Clinton gave the code red. Has any Democrat anywhere said, you know what, we apologize for accusing Donald Trump of doing something that we know now that Hillary Clinton did all on her own? You know what they're doing? They're celebrating Sussman going free. Woohoo! He got away with it! Yay! Would you be happy if we got away with it? Honestly. If we targeted Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama, two people I wouldn't give 2 cents about. If we did what they did to us, I would be outraged that we would do that. I would say to myself, why would we do that? Are these people so scary to us that, which by the way, they are, but are they for us to cheat, for us to essentially tear down this constitutional republic? And the answer is no. Nothing is that big. But to the left, winning is. So we've got this January 6th farce. These guys want to beat it into you that Donald Trump did not win, and we're going to have this commission, and we're going to prove to you that he had something. There is nothing there. They know it. They know it. And for the people that they're trying to convince, every single day those people wake up to a new set of lies by the Democrats. A new set. And they're scared. And they better be. They better be scared. And I'm going to tell you, folks, I can't say this enough. It is our responsibility to remind Democrats what they did. I'm not. If you're waiting on Mitch McConnell to do it, good luck. You waiting on a strategy from the Republicans? It is our responsibility to say to these people, no, I'm not going to let you get away with putting this guy into office you knew was demented. You've looked at his policies now for going on 18 months, and you're still supporting him? I don't believe it, because only a fool would do that. Only a fool would follow another fool. You got to remind them of it. And today, I'm telling you, we're going to go into some other stuff too, but I'm going to give you enough information for you to be able to make up your minds about who's right and who's wrong, and you already know the answer. There are things that are happening right now. The earth is moving beneath the feet of the Democrats, and all you got to do, if I did nothing today, no exaggeration, if I did nothing today but give you titles. I alluded to it the other day. January 6th commission. You know what it cost? It cost Liz Cheney her seat. She will not be the congresswoman from the great state of Wisconsin. I'm sorry, Wyoming, because she bought into this nonsense. Any Republican who bought into this J6 nonsense, January 6th stuff, should be gone. Because what it shows is they're that gullible. And quite frankly, what it shows to me is they're not a true Republican. That is what is going to be vetted out of this January 6th hearing, along with the truth. Now, again, I'm not watching these things, but I'm just using that as the metaphor of the day. Or for this segment, anyway. We will be vindicated, and the Democrats are going to pay dearly for their lies.
Jackson Radio Show.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. The European Commission has recommended that Ukraine become a candidate for European Union membership, a step that adds significant momentum to the country's campaign to join the bloc. EU President Ursula von der Leyen.
The Commission recommends to the Council First, that Ukraine is given European perspective. And second, that Ukraine is given candidate status.
A Kremlin spokesman said Friday that Moscow would be monitoring Ukraine's EU candidacy prospects. U.S. regulators on Friday authorized the first COVID-19 shots for infants and preschoolers, paving the way for vaccinations to begin next week. The FDA's actions follow its advisory panel's unanimous recommendation for the shots from Moderna and Pfizer. That means U.S. kids under 5, roughly 18 million youngsters, are eligible for the shots. This is USA Radio News. China launched its third and most advanced aircraft carrier on Friday, a move that will help Beijing in its efforts to project military power in the region. The carrier was launched from a shipyard in Shanghai after a naming and ribbon-cutting ceremony Friday morning. The ship has a full load displacement of more than 80,000 tons. It is also the first to use an electromagnetic catapult-assisted launch system, an advancement that moves it closer in capability to Western carriers. Russia's state-owned gas producer said Thursday it was cutting its output to Europe, causing Germany to warn its citizens to conserve. The multinational Russian gas giant Gazprom blamed the reduced output on a maintenance issue. The company initially said Tuesday it would lower the amount from 167 to 100 million cubic meters because of a faulty gas compressor and said it is unable to access necessary replacement parts blocked by sanctions against Russia. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Prepping for the truth to come out, sometimes that can be really, really bad, right? Like, you sneaked out of the house and mom's got you on video. And she's alluding to what you did, but not letting you know, you know, not letting you know specifically, saying things like, "So, what'd you end up doing last night, son?"
"Well, what do you mean, Mama? I just studied, and and then I went to sleep." "And
really, you just went to sleep, did you?" As she continues, doing her motherly chores or motherly duties, whatever that is, and she knows she's got you on camera. Sneaking out. How do I know this? Because my son did it. That's how I know. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. So here's my point. When you know that there's impending doom, it's worse. You just want to say, "Look, just go and give me my punishment." Because it's worse. The anticipation of it is worse. That's what Democrats wake up to every day, especially those in the upper echelon. They have to figure out, how do we keep this lie moving? How do we keep people from thinking about all the things that could destroy us? The idea that we cheated in a coordinated effort and got Donald Trump ousted. We put in a buffoon who we knew was demented, who we knew was compromised financially and otherwise with multiple countries, the very thing that we were accusing Trump of doing, we knew this guy was into with Russia, with Ukraine, with China. But we put him in after vetting him and knowing all these stories. And now look at the disaster that he's created. Not just nationally, not just for us, for the world. Joe Biden is starving the world. Folks, look, I know we're looking at our inflation rates, and they're the highest on the planet, by the way. Joe Biden claimed that but they weren't. I talked about it the other day. Our inflation rates are the highest in the world. Our prices for stuff are the highest, not for everything, but for most things are the highest in the world, and they've certainly risen per capita more than any other country. Based on the inflation rate. So the Democrats are watching this and they're going, "We are in big trouble. We are losing people in droves." And then they keep pushing out lies. "Oh, this congressman led the riot." Have you seen the videos of this so-called riot and insurrection that led to Fort Pelosi? You see people in the Capitol meandering. I've never seen a riot where people look like they're in a museum looking at art. They're looking around going, "Well, okay, so this is the Capitol." Being led around by Capitol Police. January 6th is blowing up in the face of the left the same way Ukraine did, the same way the FBI is blowing up in their faces, the same way Barack Obama's blown up in their faces, the same way all their leftist policies, and I could go down the list, have blown up in their faces. And you know what? There are people out there who are recognizing it. Disney recognized. Disney, oh, we're going to do all this gay transgender stuff. And they are. I'm not telling you that they're shifting gears, but you know what else they did? They said, we're pretty much getting done with this woke stuff. Netflix. How much money did they have to lose to finally go, you know what? If you don't like working at Netflix, if you believe that everything we have to do has to fit your woke agenda, you can go find yourself another job. The pendulum's swinging. I don't know if you want to ride it back the other to the right, but it's swinging back to the right. But see, the pendulum, there is no right and left on the pendulum when you're all working together for the collective good. And that's what we do. That's what we do. That's not what the left does. But there are people out there who are recognizing it. And they're moving over. But the one that I want to bring light to right now is the new head of CNN. And I mentioned the other day, he said, look, guys, you're going to get away from this heavily biased news. And he's smart to do it because CNN has dropped well below MSNBC in ratings. It used to be, I mean, when Ted Turner built this network, it was unbelievable. It was the leader in cable news. CNN stands for Cable News Network. It was the leader. People, pardon me, thought it would die on the vine. They thought, who's going to watch this 24-hour news cycle? And it wasn't long before that's exactly what people were doing. CNN's new president has discouraged staffers from calling former President Donald Trump's claim that the 2020 election was stolen the big lie. Why is this a big deal? Chris Light, he's been at CNN not even a month. And according to Mediaite, you can look this up for yourself, he said, stop referring to Trump's thing as the big lie. Now, why would he do that? Why would a guy who heads a network who Trump labeled fake news, they are the carriers of this disease and the spreader, he labeled them fake news. They've been hammering this guy every time they mention these false allegations that former President Trump's big lie, blah, blah, blah. Every time they say mention it, they mention it's a big lie. And suddenly a new guy comes along and he's going to change the entire culture. Maybe he will. I don't know him. I do not know this man. I'm playing devil's advocate here. And is he just making the shift because he's a conservative that's going to lead CNN into a new path? Is he going to try to challenge Fox by doing this? It's certainly not his audience. So why would he come along and correct this? Now, let me give you a little bit of history. CNN, in the last 4 years, I'm just going 4 years, has probably had enough major retractions for a news organization to have in an entire decade or two. Go look. There were stories about editors who doctored reports, who made up stories. I mean, there's nothing at CNN that it from an editorial malfeasance and misconduct that hasn't been done. I mean, it is amazing that they can still exist when Zucker was at the helm and all the things that they got away with. Completely violating even their own rules of nepotism, dating and all that. That's what Zucker got fired for. And I could go on. They violated all of it. Anyway, they bring this new guy in. He's the cleaner. He's just going to clean it up. And one of the first things he does, he says, hey, look, stop referring to Trump's allegations as the big lie. Now, do you think that he's, as I said, he's a staunch conservative? Is he a under, you know, the cover Trump supporter? Does he like what we're doing and he's giving us the wink wink? Or do you think maybe he's saying to himself, what if what we report turns out to be a lie, and we've been calling it the big lie? Can you imagine the montage, we call it a mashup, of all of the CNN anchors talking about Trump and the big lie, when in fact we learn the truth? How do you recover from that? The report stressed it was not a mandate, they say. As an alternative, Light encouraged producers to use Trump's election lie or election lies in graphics and banners. Just don't say it. A source told the news outlet that Like reasoned that the use of the big lie embraces language favored by the Democratic Party and hurts the cable news's air of objectivity. Well, let me tell you what else is going to hurt their air of objectivity. When the truth comes out. And it's already out. 2,000 Mules, great example. I think I mentioned we met with the group out of Pennsylvania so we can start making the second version of this film. We met with them, and they have actual proof. It's no longer conjecture. They have actual proof of what's going on with these cheaters. So when I tell you that I don't even have to guess. They have people tell you, we would never do that. Well, that's just ridiculous. And then they got them on undercover tape doing exactly what they say they would never do. Is that enough of a teaser for you? Kenny, my director of this, he's already producing the teasers for the next version. We don't know what to call it. In fact, if you want to tell us, I'd love to get your suggestions on what you would call the second version of what, you know, Dinesh's work. It's not a sequel to 2,000 Mules, but it's another expose of the election cheating. So call it whatever you want. But these are people we now have on camera. What would you call it? Give us a ring. 844-551-8255 or send me a note because I'd love to get you involved in it. And in fact, maybe we'll even put you in the credits as a person who helped us come up with the title. We'll give you, you know, some assistant producer credit or something like that. Anyway, let me just tell you this. CNN is making this transition because they're scared. They're saying, we can't keep talking about things as if the right is always wrong when it turns out they're always right. That validates exactly what Donald Trump says, that CNN is fake news. Unless you make that transition, we can't win this battle.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Joe Biden's been lashing out at the media. And he's been saying, you guys aren't reporting what I'm doing in the right way. I read this article. It says, Joe Biden is griping about his press coverage as he struggles to break through back-to-back negative cycles before the 2020 midterm elections. But complaining about the news media is unlikely to help Biden or congressional Democrats before November as Biden's job approval numbers plummet. I love how they always do this. Listen to this part. Into former President Donald Trump territory. Let me tell you, if you want to convince me that the public, oh, they always want to make a reference to us, like, yeah, well, now he's down into Trump territory. Trump's job approval numbers were stellar. Don't you believe anything other than that? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Biden campaigned in part to normalize press relations after his predecessor, Trump, slammed the news people, news media, as the enemy of the people. They are. That's exactly what they are. Donald Trump didn't slam the press. He described the press. He called them what they are. They're fakes. They're liars. They manufacture news. There is no journalism ethics at all. And they say, but public officials have a tendency to lash out at journalists and reporters when they encounter political turbulence. Political turbulence? How about blatant lies? When people talk to me about, we got to get rid of Trump. You want to get rid of Trump because the press was blatantly lying about him and he fought back and you don't like his attitude. Well, then you don't like my attitude. Because let me tell you something. You do something to me, you accuse me of something that I didn't do or whatever, I will fight back. I'm not one of these guys who, well, I mean, I know how you feel, and I mean, it's okay, I understand. I don't understand Jack. I don't have to, and, you know, we can do one of two things. You can walk away, or we can fight. It's one or the other. But I'm not backing down. And look, I realize a lot of people don't think the way I do. Shame on you. If somebody can attack you and you do nothing, shame on you. Whether they're attacking your character, if it is a lie and you just let it go, as far as I'm concerned, then yeah, you are what they say you are because you're a chump. I will attack you. If you lie. Now, if you tell the truth about me, I'm going to go, well, you know, it's not exactly that I wanted that to get out. But while we're on the subject, you're right. But I'm not. I'll agree with you on the truth, but I will not agree with you on a lie. So Biden feels like he's under attack, but when you listen to Biden, he deserves it. I played a clip the other day of Biden. I don't want to play it. No, I don't want to play it. And it was Biden making an
I presided over the deficit has dropped, and this has dropped, and this has dropped.
Like we don't realize what the gamesmanship that's being played with these stupid numbers. I can make anything look better than what it is. If I say, okay, so I'm going to give you $1 trillion. In something new that's above and beyond the line items that we have in the budget, and I say, okay, I expect next year, Joe, that you're going to give me my money back. Okay, I'm expecting next year to get my entire $1 trillion back. And you give me half of the trillion dollars back, and you say, well, listen, based on what we've done, you know, I've given back half the money. The deficit dropped by $500 billion. No, it didn't. I expected all of it back. I don't want to go to third grade level stuff with you. I know you get it. You're a smart audience. I have only a few leftists that listen to the program, and I'm not mad at them because at least they're here to learn. But Joe Biden will lie to your face about everything. So we have an inflation chart. I'm just going to pull this up. My team, why don't you guys have this pulled up for me? You guys stink. So we have this inflation chart. And it shows what things were, what they said when for the Democrats. So going back to roughly mid-January, Biden takes office. In, let's see, May of 2021, Psaki said inflation was temporary. In mid-June of 2021, Joe Biden says it'll pop up, then go back down. Roughly July through August, Yellen called it transitory. Biden said long-term inflation, highly unlikely. September 2021, Psaki said it's decelerating. It was still, by the way, when I talk about this, let me go back and give you some numbers. Under 2% inflation when Biden took office, by the time it was 5%, it was May of 2021, Psaki said it was temporary. Between June and July, Biden said it'll pop up then go back down. It bumped up to roughly 5%. It stayed. Yellen said it's transitory in June, July. It stayed roughly the same for then. Biden says unlikely, it stayed the same. Psaki said it's decelerating, it stayed the same. This is roughly October now. Biden says it's because of big meat, it was approaching 6%. In November, Klain says it's just a high class problem. Now it's firmly over 6%. In December of 2021, it was 7%. Psaki said COVID was the root cause. It's now approaching 8% in January of 2022. Biden says its inflation was at a peak. It was just under 8, like 7.7%, give or take. In 2022, February, Biden said it was a supply chain problem. And in 2022, March 2022, he said it was Putin's fault. And inflation at that point was 8.3%. Now, that's the inflation chart. If you look at it, it's going straight up. You can measure the slope. If you were a scientific person, you could measure the slope, and it's not good. It's a relatively steep slope as far as inflation goes. Now, what I want to remind you is inflation was under 2% under Trump. Those are the numbers. Now, Joe Biden's been watching this thing go up. I've given you all the excuses they've used, but you know the one that they haven't used? The real one. Joe Biden reversed Trump's policies, and this is where we are because, as I said earlier, they don't have the guts to admit they were wrong. In doing that, it would change their whole DNA. Because as I told you before, when you have to admit you're wrong, it's one thing. When you have to admit you're wrong and the other guy was right, that's even worse. And I know it sounds like I'm splitting hairs, but it's what I'm getting at is if you're just wrong about something that you have a philosophical belief in, that's okay. But when somebody else says, I notice you're wrong and you're going down the wrong path and you undo his stuff with all your wrong stuff, now we have a real dilemma. Because Democrats suck at that. Anyway, they go on to say in this article, when an administration or anyone says it has a communications problem, it usually means it's not looking enough at the real problems. Not looking hard enough at the real problems. Biden appears particularly frustrated with the lack of focus on potentially promising economic data, such as low employment rates, affecting consumer confidence. But as Pitney contended, there's also bad economic news, and the public is reacting to it. I keep coming back to this, and I'm gonna say this till I'm blue in the face. I'm not happy for the misery of Americans, but I'm so happy that what we predicted would happen, because what it validates is my common sense. I don't need economic models. I don't need some high-level economist to tell me, Kevin, here's what... I know what's on the writing on the wall when you start doing stupid stuff, because I've lived through it. I understand it from a point of management consulting. I have to know something about it. I don't want to downplay what I know. But this was easily predictable. So the public's reacting to it. They said, when that happens, the party in power will take a hit in the polls, and Biden has. And they talk about he's averaging 41% approval, 54% disapproval. I don't think those numbers. This is according to 538. I've given you poll numbers of Biden dipping down into the high 20s now of approval. In 70s for disapproval, certainly high 60s. That gap is the biggest. I think it's the biggest it's been even in the time of Obama. So the Democrats got a lot of work to do. And they go on to say this. Although Biden does not often grant on-the-record interviews or convene press conferences on U.S. soil, he does routinely answer shouted questions, according to the White House. So the media is saying, why aren't you accessible? I just gave you the answer. Biden doesn't want to be accessible because he'll have to defend this dismal, pathetic record.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.